Calling Aetna Medicare.
Para español, oprime F4.
If you are a member, press or say 1. If you are a healthcare professional, press or say 2.
This call is being recorded for quality and other healthcare operations purposes.
To make an automated premium payment, press or say 1. For help with your medications or pharmacy-related items, press or say 2. For all other questions related to CVS Caremark Mail Service Pharmacy, press or say 1. For all other questions, please hold while I transfer your call.
For quality purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. I see that you have one or more prescriptions ready to refill. Is that why you're calling today?
No.
Okay, please remember that you have prescriptions available to refill. In a few words, please tell me, how may I help you today?
Representative.
Okay, representative, let me transfer you to someone who can help. In order to protect your privacy, please say or enter the patient's date of birth.
4/25/53.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling. My name is Mercedes. Who do I currently have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hello. My name is Phil Rice.
Hello, sir, and I see that you've been fully authenticated through our automated system, so thank you for taking the time to be able to do so, as by doing so, you do assist us with pulling you up a little bit faster. Having said that and taking a look onto your profile, what medication are you calling in regards to today?
All right, so I'd like to start out by asking you, I think you did tell me your name, but you want to...
Mercedes, just like the car.
All right, so can you help me spell that? Is it M-E-R-C-E-D-E-S? E-S, Mercedes, okay. And will you tell me your last name?
It is G as in girl.
Listen, I don't need to play games with you. I want you to tell me your name. If you don't want to tell me your name, that's fine. Just say so.
I can provide you my first name and the initial to my last name as company policy, sir, which is why I gave you G as in girl. I'm the only Mercedes G here inside the company.
Okay, so Mercedes G, you're not going to tell me your name, just your initial, and that's fine. I'm writing it down, and we'll move on. Are you a pharmacist?
I am not a pharmacist, but I work inside the pharmacy benefit team.
Okay, very good. So I'd like to speak to a pharmacist, please.
Yes, sir. And what medication will this be in regards to, so that way I can have them be proactive for you?
All right, so I've asked to speak to a pharmacist, and you've
responded
to the question. So are you going to...
I'm going to connect you to a pharmacist. As I previously stated, I'm just trying to give them the information so they can be proactive for you.
Right. And what I'd like to ask you to do is connect me to a pharmacist and let me discuss that with the pharmacist. Please.
All right, sir, I have you with the pharmacy technician. She's going to connect you over directly to the pharmacist so that way we can resolve your issue today. I do hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Mercedes.
Hi,
I'm Tiffany. I'm a pharmacy technician here. The representative was letting me know that you were needing to speak with a pharmacist, and I can definitely get you connected with one, but I do have to ask what the concern is regarding so that I can let them know.
Okay. You said your name was Tiffany?
Yeah.
Can you spell that, please?
T-I-F-F-A-N-Y.
And your last name, Tiffany?
I can give you my last initial. It's W.
All right. And you said you're a technician, is that right?
Yes, I'm a pharmacy technician here.
All right. And so you have a license for that, right? You're a licensed technician, is that right?
I'm a certified pharmacy technician, sir.
Okay. And what state is that with?
With Texas, sir.
Texas.
Can I inquire about what your concern was, sir, or which prescription you were inquiring about?
You can certainly inquire, and I'm not going to respond. I've asked to speak to a pharmacist.
No problem, sir. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
for holding. I do have a pharmacist. She's going to assist from here. You have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Rice.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Sure.
Okay. So, Mr. Rice, my name's Anita. I'm one of the pharmacists. And how can I help you today?
All right. Very good. So your first name is Anita. Can you spell that, please? A-N-I-T-A, is it?
Correct.
All right. And you say you're a pharmacist, is that right?
Correct.
Are you located in Texas?
No.
You're not? All right.
No.
Do you mind telling me what state you're located
in? We're all over the country.
All right. So what state are you in?
I am in Arizona.
Arizona. Okay. So presumably you'd be licensed in Arizona. Would that be right?
Correct.
All right. And what would your last name be, Anita?
My last name is Demers.
Can you spell that, please?
D-E-M-E-R-S.
I've got D like dog, D-E-M-E-R-S. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Anita, for that. And so I'm calling to inquire about RX number 15732874, metformin, 500 milligrams. Did I go too fast for you? I'll say it again if I need to.
No, I'm from Dr. or prescriber Michelle Martin.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And what's going on?
So the first thing I want to tell you is I've got a timer at the top of my phone here. It took me 15 minutes to get to you. So the first 15 minutes I spent, and believe me, I tried to spend as little time as possible. I had two different people I had to deal with. Started out with a Mercedes and then Tiffany. Did you talk with Tiffany before you spoke with me?
Correct.
And about how much time did you spend speaking with her?
Offhand, probably a minute or so.
Just about a minute. So not very much time. She, of course, wanted me to tell her what the problem was so she could tell you, and I declined to do so. And she acted like she was, I guess, unhappy about that, and likewise Mercedes. But I felt like I was just wasting time any time I spent with them because I wanted to spend my time talking with the pharmacist, and any time that I spent with them was just wasting time, is the way I thought about it. Did you ask Tiffany to tell you what the problem was? Did you ask her about that? They always tell me, well, she's going to ask me what the problem is.
Yes.
As they always say. Did you ask her?
Yes.
All right. And what did she say? That I wouldn't tell her?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay. All right. And why is it that you want her to tell you what the problem is before you talk to me?
It's the normal process.
All right, so that's the normal process.
Sometimes patients will think something is a clinical question for a pharmacist when it wouldn't be something that we would handle.
It's in the hopes that I won't need to talk to a pharmacist, that it's something that somebody other than a pharmacist can deal with. And I get that. I understand. All right, fair enough. So I'll see if I can dazzle you with my pharmacist needing questions here. I've got a letter. It's written by a company by the name of Valisure. It's dated 3-2 of 20. It refers to the presence of, it looks like it's about 20 letters. It's a word that I'm not going to even try to pronounce. N-nitrolisomycidine, N-D-M-A. Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you familiar with that at all?
Yes, there was a recall a couple of years ago on some of the extended-release metformin products for an impurity that was found in the tablet.
Well, you say extended-release, and this particular letter doesn't say anything about extended-release, but it does talk about, I think maybe you're referring to a letter that was before this one. It makes reference to World Health Organization, WHO, and International Agency for Research on Cancer. And mind you, I am not a pharmacist. I'm not a scientist. So this is all kind of gobbledygook to me. They've classified NDMA as a probable carcinogen. That happens on page one of the letter. It's a 16-page letter. And then I'm going to skip forward now to page 15 of the 16-page letter. And I'm going to read a sentence. I'm going to quote it here. It says, Valisure's data clearly shows that NDMA contamination above FDA acceptable limits is a pervasive and scattered problem throughout the current American supply chain. And so I'm wondering what, if anything, CVS Caremark has to say about that letter. Now, again, that was written in March of 20. The ship date on this was 1/21 of 23, so about 2 years later. Are you aware of any updates since then?
Yes, there has not been an issue with the immediate release form that your prescription is for. It was for the 750 milligram extended release form. When a call goes out like that, the stock is
full. Wait a minute now. Start again from the beginning of what you said. You went a little bit too fast for me. Say it again from the beginning, and I may ask you to slow down a little bit. Start from the beginning, please.
Okay. So the recall was on the 750 milligram extended release strength of metformin?
You're saying there was a recall. I'm talking about the letter. Valisure is talking about testing that they did, Valisure did. And it sounds like you don't know anything about the testing that Valisure did. So who could I contact? Who could I send a copy of the letter?
So the issue is that there were multiple manufacturers that had batches of the metformin in the extended release 750 milligrams that had tested with higher levels of the impurity in the product, like levels too high.
So
that caused there to be a recall. That product was pulled.
Stop for just a minute now. Do you have a date on what you're talking about? You say these were recalls. And do you have dates on that? Because I think what you're talking about might have happened before this letter was written, but I'm not sure. So can we look at the dates that this happened and see if maybe what you're talking about is something that may be related, but not the same thing?
Well, it's a range of dates from different manufacturers that had reported it all throughout 2020.
I'm guessing that you don't have this memorized all on the top of your head. Are you looking at something right now? Do you have some kind of reference that you're looking at right now?
Yeah, I pulled up some emails regarding the dates.
And so, are these company emails, or is it something that you could share with me?
They are company emails. If you wanted to look into it, you would check with the FDA.gov website.
I think what I heard you say is, no, you're not going to share the emails with me. Is that what you said?
I don't have a way to share emails with you, and internal company emails I wouldn't share, but the FDA...
So let me repeat. What you said was you're not going to share the emails with me. You tried to refer me to the FDA website. Why don't you look at the FDA website and then tell me what you're looking at so that we can look at it together? How about that? Can you do that? Let's have something that we can both look at together.
Okay, so for the... Okay.
Can we agree that this is something that I would need to talk to a pharmacist about? This is not something that I would talk to a pharmacy tech about. Can we agree on that much?
Correct, yes.
And what would you do if I told you I'd like to speak to a pharmacist that's licensed in the state of Illinois? Can I do that?
If you want to hold on a moment, I can look into that.
And I'd like to know the name and the license number of the pharmacist that dispensed this particular prescription. And the name and the license number of the pharmacist in charge of the pharmacy. I think it's, is it Wall Street? It's hard to read. Well, yeah.
Okay. Hold on for me, okay? Thank you. Hold on one moment. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Rice?
Yes.
I'm sorry to keep you holding. I had to get through to another department, and I had to ask them if I could get the information that you were asking for, names and license numbers, and I don't have that information to provide. She said that we can't give that out. So I can put together an email for my supervisor if you would like, or I can get you to our senior team if you wish to file a grievance, but I do not have the ability to get that out.
Okay, so, you know, I didn't make a note of what time it was when you put me on hold, but I was on hold for a very long time. It puts me in a difficult situation when I don't know when you're coming back.
I do apologize.
Very little that I can do. And so I was wondering if maybe you were going to try and connect me to a pharmacist that was licensed in Illinois. Apparently you were not trying to do that. Is that correct?
I did ask about that too, if there was a way to do that, and there is not.
All right. So
because our lines are call centers,
right.
they just said
no, we're not going to do that, and that's okay. And so I'm sorry I interrupted you. What was it you were going to say?
Oh, I was just saying about our phone lines, the way that they're routed. They're just routed to the next available open line. So I don't have a way to directly get you to a specific state.
All right. Are you working from home?
I am.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, and I could be wrong about this, but I'm going to say that you don't have any pharmacists that are licensed in Illinois. It's not a case of we have to get lucky. It's that there aren't any. So my next question is, you say you had to talk to somebody and ask them if you were allowed to tell me the name of All right, so if I got it wrong, correct me. Straighten me out here. Who did you wind up talking to?
I called my leads department.
Your leads department. Is it L-E-A-D-S?
I'm sorry?
You say you called your leads department. Is it L-E-A-D-S?
Correct.
And who did you speak with? What was the name of the person you spoke with?
Her name was Tammy.
All right. I'm having a little hard time hearing you clearly. Is it Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y?
Correct.
And will you tell me the last name?
I don't know her last name.
All right, so you don't know the last name. So you spoke with someone named Tammy in the leads department, and tell me again how this conversation went. You asked Tammy what exactly,
I could get the pharmacist name and license number for the pharmacist who verified your prescription.
All right. So let's take it one at a time, please. So the pharmacist you say that verified this prescription, I'm going to say the pharmacist that dispensed this prescription, the one that would be accountable for any issues that arose. For example, if the count was wrong, or there was, you know, if they put the wrong you know, if it was the wrong medicine or something on the label was wrong or whatever, any of that stuff, the pharmacist for this particular prescription, so you asked if you could get that information, and Tammy, your leads department, said, what, no, you can't get that information? It's unobtainable? Is that what she said?
Correct.
And so if you can't get it, that means I can't get it?
So
apparently,
I mean, I don't have a way to get it to you. The only thing I can do is I can forward
all right. So can I talk to Tammy? Can we get her back on the line? Can we have a three-way, you, me, and Tammy all at the same time?
I don't necessarily want to do it right this minute, but I
want to know, can I talk to Tammy? Is it possible to do that?
No. No, her role is to assist me with my process and procedure. Now, if I can try to see if I can get someone.
I think what you're trying to say is that you don't want to have a three-way. You don't want to have her on the line where you and me and her are all three of us talking together. I think that's what you're trying to say.
So first of all, I wouldn't be able to get her because if I call back, it's only a matter of chance if I get her on the line.
It might be somebody else. All right, but you might be able to
get might be somebody else.
The leads department again, but in such a way that it would be me on the line as well so that I could at least hear what was going on. All right, anyway, you talked to leads. You asked about can I get the information, the name and the license number of the pharmacist that issued this prescription, and they said no. And did it sound credible to you? Do you think they just said no because that was just the easy thing to do, or do you think they really knew what they were talking about?
Well,
what do you think?
I'm sure there's going to be a process and procedure. Okay, so again, if you are looking
obviously,
for that, I try to see if I.
So if we ask the question. Was it a pharmacist? Is there a pharmacist that issued this prescription? Was this prescription issued by a pharmacist? They would probably say yes because they just think that there was, and it's easy to say yes. But if you ask them to prove it, are you in a position where you're ready to prove it, then they would say a habit, right? Isn't that what they would do, probably, yes?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
The question is, what's the name and the license number of the pharmacist that's accountable that issued this particular prescription? I asked this question once before, several months ago, on a completely different prescription, and the answer I got was, well, they're, you know, it's a production line. They're not really issued by one person. It's a group. It's a machine. And so there really isn't one person that issues these prescriptions.
Well, I mean, it depends on where it's filled. But, I mean, there are automated parts of the system, but even those products are still visually verified by a pharmacist.
By one person, right. Okay. So, never mind. Okay. So, you called leads. You spoke with Tammy. Tammy said, "No, you can't get the information." All right. So that was as far as you got with the name and license number of the pharmacist on this particular prescription. What was the next item? What else did you ask?
If there was a way to get you to a pharmacist in Illinois.
In Illinois, and what did they? What did they say to that? They probably just said no to that, too,
right?
There
isn't a way.
All right. And did you ask anything else, or was that it?
Well, that was basically it, and she was communicating with a couple of her supervisors. So I was going through that process.
So you would ask a question, and then she would say, well, hold on a minute, and you would be on hold for a while, and then she would get back to you. Is that kind of what it was? There was delays while she got an answer for you? Is that kind of what the way it went?
Yes, that was the
Is that
problem.
Part of the reason why it took so long?
That was part of the reason. It wasn't all of the reason.
Yeah, all right. And did it take a while for you to even just get started? Was there a delay for you to even get started with Tammy? Is that also part of the reason it took so long?
Correct.
All right. And was there more? Was there some other reason why it took so long? Did you, like, go to the bathroom or something while I was on hold?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
All right. Well, was there some other reason that you care to share with me?
No, it was.
It was just those two things. It took a while to get Tammy, and
it was just those.
And once you got Tammy, it took a while. You had two things that you asked her about, and each of the two things you'd ask her, and then she'd ask somebody else, and then so there'd be a delay. Every time you'd ask her, and then there'd be a delay, and she'd get back to you. Because it seemed like it took a very long time. It must have taken, all of those things must have taken a very long time. That's what it seemed like to me.
It did take a long time.
And if that's all it was, then okay. I guess that's all it was. And I want to talk to the leads department. How can I talk to the leads department? And if the answer to that is that the two of us talk together, then let's do that right now if we can.
All right. Again, I do have to put you on hold to see if I can get through to someone. Can you hold on a moment for me?
All right. So do you have a clock that you can look at right now so that we can agree on a certain number of minutes that's going to go by here? And you're going to come back to me and say, you know, it's been 3 minutes, and we agreed that after 3 minutes I'd come back to you. And I'm still waiting to get a hold of somebody. Can we? I don't want this to go 10 minutes. 3 minutes. Come back to me in 3 minutes at the most. All right?
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay, so hold on one moment for me then, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, so I haven't gotten through to someone as of just yet. Do you want me to just keep checking in with you until I find someone?
Well, Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to change the question a little bit. I'd like the question to be, what's the name of the pharmacist in charge? I've got initials. Let me get it here. JMA, pharmacist in charge at 1780 Wall Street in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Now, this should not represent a problem, at least in the sense that nobody should be thinking, well, oh my God, that's a secret. I don't know if we're allowed to give up that information or not. Now, it may be that they'll be thinking, well, I don't know what it is. Somebody should know what it is.
And like I said, there was probably a process and procedure to obtain it, in which case, like I said, I could put together an email for my supervisor and have somebody get back to you.
All right. So listen to me now. JMA,
mm-hmm.
So a first name and a last name. I don't much care about the middle name one way or the other. But I do care about the first name and the last name. Pharmacist in charge. With a first name and a last name, I can probably look up his license number. It would be nice to have a phone number at the pharmacy there as well. It shouldn't be that hard to get the person's name. I've got an hour invested in this call already, and if I was confident that you would get back to me, I'd be more than happy to leave it with you to follow up and get that information and get back to me with it. You could call me back or send me an email.
It would be me getting back to you.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I don't have the ability. It wouldn't be me getting back to you, and I do not have the ability to send an email.
Time out for just a minute. Now, if you want to say that you're not willing to send me an email, I can accept that. You know, I don't get paid for it, or I'm not allowed to, or I'm not willing to. Okay. But don't tell me you don't have the ability to send me an email. Because that's just BS. Don't do that. It just makes you look bad when you do that. You can certainly send me an email. Maybe you can't do it on the company dime. You can't send me a company email. But you can send me an email. You can call me. I was on hold for a very long time waiting for you to get back to me. Now, if you're not willing to send me an email, then okay, so be it. I'm not willing to send you an email. But
I do not have a process or procedure to send you an email. My department, we do not email patients.
I'm just saying you're a person. As a person, one person to another, you could send me an email. And if you're not willing to treat me as a person, then okay. If that's the way you're going to be about it, then okay.
What do you mean, from my personal email? No, I'm not going to email from you from my personal email.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm hearing you say. Like, oh my God. Okay. So fine, be that way. All right. But don't say you can't, because you can. It's that you won't. All right. It's not like
I cannot,
some terrible
from a legal standpoint, I can't
like from a legal
work with you from my personal email.
Right. Okay.
Because
I cannot take
your personal information and use it on my personal device.
Like, oh my God, the police would come and arrest you the next morning. Let's keep going. I get it. Just don't say you can't. Just say you won't, and we'll keep going. I get it. So I know from experience, I've been down this road before, that nobody's going to get back to me. If we leave it that somebody's going to call me back, nobody will call me back. Whatever I don't get today, I'm never going to get. I'm just going to have to start again from scratch again. And so the end of this story is going to be that I tried to obtain the name of the pharmacist that issued this prescription, and I was unable to do so, that the information's not available to me. And so did a pharmacist issue this prescription to me or not? Was there a pharmacist that issued it or not? And the answer is, well, maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. I tried, and
a pharmacist verifies the prescriptions.
Well, you know, it's all well and good to say that, but when I say prove it, the answer is, well, we can't. It's just BS. It could be that there was.
I would have to forward.
So go ahead. Send it to me. You can mail it to me. You can call me. You can email me. You know, do whatever. And prove me wrong.
So for your phone number.
Before, like I say, every time it's ever been left that somebody will get back to me, the way it's always turned out is nobody ever gets back to me. So prove me wrong. Have somebody get back to me.
Okay, so your phone number, to verify your phone number.
For this particular prescription, have you got the information you need?
On the metformin?
Yes, the metformin.
Yeah, I have the prescription number that you provided. The 157-322-874, metformin 500 milligrams, written by prescriber Michelle Martin, January
16, 2023. And I'm going to go so far as to say, don't call me. It's okay to email me. It's okay to put it in the mail. But I do not want you to call me on the telephone. And I'd like to have the information within 30 days. If I don't have it within 30 days from today, that would be by August 25th. And as far as I'm concerned, you've been non-responsive. So if you need more than 30 days, you can send me a letter that says, we're working on it, and we'll just try and get it to you. We think we'll have it to you by such and such a date. And I'll take that into consideration. But if I don't have any response at all by August 25th, and again, I'm thinking in the mail by August 26th, then I'm going to assume that what that means is that everything you said has just been BS, that nobody's going to get back to me.
I am not saying that. I don't know what the process will be from here. I have to work.
What I'm saying is I do know what the process is.
And
the process is that there is no process, that nobody's going to get back to me. That's what I'm saying. So, and I'm challenging you to prove me wrong. So see what you can do.
I don't have a way to prove or disprove because I'm dependent upon another department.
Right, exactly.
So unless I call them and ask them, and they say, yes,
all I can do is
we can email or mail. Please let me finish, sir. You keep asking me to let you finish. Please let me finish. You have not let me finish one sentence. I am dependent upon another department. I can ask them, hey, can we get this information to Mr. Rice in an email or a mail format without a phone call? And if they tell me yes or no, I can only go by that. But right now, without asking anybody, I don't know.
Okay. There's
Thank
my
you for
answer.
Letting me finish.
All right, good. So I called. I spent an hour and 8 minutes, according to my timer here. And I did manage to speak to someone who is a pharmacist in Arizona about a prescription that was issued to me by a pharmacy in Illinois. And I asked the name of the person that is the pharmacist that was responsible for this particular prescription. And I think we both agree that the person I'm speaking with doesn't know. They're going to try and find out for me, but they don't know.
Correct. I do not know.
Okay.
And I would have to see if another department can get that.
All right. And so I think it shouldn't take more than a couple of days. If it takes more than a couple of days, then that's a sad commentary on your company. But I'm giving you 30 days. See if you can do it.
Okay.
I don't think you
can. I don't know if they can.
I hope you prove me wrong.
Mail or email. You're limiting a phone call. You said you do not want to be called.
Yes.
So I don't know. And I haven't verified with anyone. So from here, I do not know.
Exactly. All right. So I need to go. I want to say thanks for your help. I'm not sure if that's appropriate or not. I've had calls like this that have been worse. You're not the worst I've ever had. And I know I think it's fair to say you're doing the best you can under the circumstances. I do think that. And so I give you credit for that much. It's not fair to expect you to answer questions when you don't have the information you need. You can't pull a rabbit out of your hat. So thanks for doing the best you can. That's what.
And before you go, Mr. Rice, can I ask you to verify the address you want the communication either mailed to or emailed to?
Do you have the information on your screen? You want me to just verify that what you're looking at is correct? Is what you want me to do?
Well, you can tell me if you wanted to go to where we already have, or if you're looking for it to be sent somewhere else other than what I have.
All right. I'm not sure you answered my question. Are you looking at something, and you want me to just kind of confirm that what you're
looking at?
I am looking
at your address.
Okay, and is it 112680 East Lindale? Is that what you're looking at, 112680 East Lindale?
Correct.
All right. And so, yes, that's the address that I want you to mail it to. And that's very definitely my first choice, is put it in the U.S. mail. If you really want to insist on sending it email, or if you want to do both would be fine with me. Email is phil.rice@mkgappraisal.com. Do you see that email?
I do have that as well.
All right. So either of those would be okay. Either would be acceptable. But my first choice is the U.S. mail.
Okay. So thank you for that. And then...
But let me ask you a question.
So I'm just...
You said you see an address and you see an email. Do you see a phone number or numbers? Were you looking at my profile?
Yeah, I have your profile. Let me see. I'm trying to bring up the full contact. In case you have multiple phone numbers, it's not on this screen. I have to go to a different screen. Give me 1 second. Okay, yeah, I have two different phone numbers in here, but only one of them looks like it's the current one. The other one looks like it's not current.
All right, so this is kind of a loaded question. You started out with, I guess you were at one place, and then you said, well, wait a minute, I need to go and check and see if you've got more than one phone number. Can you go back to where you were before you kind of went and checked to see if I had more than one phone number? And what was the phone number that you saw there? What number was that?
It's the 214-666-4321.
All right, so that's fine. And then you said, well, let me check and see if you've got more than one number. And then you said, I've actually got two numbers here, and then one of them is not current. And so what's the other number, the one that's not current?
I have a 970-235-0470.
Yeah, okay. And so can you tell me what it is that you're looking at? How could I, if I was trying to explain to somebody else, you know, I was talking to this woman who's working out of her home in Arizona, and she said that she looked at something and she found this other number. She said it was not current, but she saw this other number. What is it that you're looking at? How can I explain it to somebody else that they would know what you're looking at there? What is it that you're looking at? Is it, can you tell me what it is?
Yeah, your demographics page. It's like your address, your phone number, your email.
Demographics?
Mm-hmm.
But somebody that was looking at that would know that 970 phone number is not current. Is that right? There's some kind of indication that it's not current. Is that right?
Right, it's not the one that's checked. The one that's checked for current use is the 214 number.
So if I had asked that number be erased out of the system, and somebody had told me, had assured me that it had been erased, it's clear to me that it has not been erased, right?
Well, it's not active.
It's not active, but it's not erased. Pretty much any Tom, Dick, and Harry that's working for the company can see it if they want to go find it. They'll apparently know that it's not current, not active, but it's not hidden either. They'll be able to find it. All they need to do is look at the demographics, right?
It's in your demographics. I see it in your demographics, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, apparently the way that I need to describe it, to say it so that the person that I'm talking to is going to understand what I'm asking them to do, is I need to say, I want you to erase it from my demographics. Will you do that, please? Are you able to do that? Can you erase it?
No, I don't have that ability.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. All right, I gotta go.
Okay, and I will forward this email to my supervisor. And then if there isn't anything else, Mr. Rice, I hope you can have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, I do too. I don't have any animosity at all towards you. I'm not happy with the way your company handles things, but I don't blame you for it. I appreciate that everybody needs to have a job, and like I said, I think you're doing the best you can under the circumstances, and so I don't hold it against you. Bye now.
I appreciate you saying that. Okay, so anything else you want me to include in there before I let you go?
Well, I do have concerns about this letter I told you about, and what I would like to be able to do is write a letter, you know, and I've got the letter pretty much written, and so what I'm just trying to do is get the name of who to write the letter to. I've got the name of the president of CVS Caremark. I think it's a woman's name in Rhode Island, if I remember right. I don't think that the pharmacist in charge is necessarily the right person, but I think that person's name is would be a good place to start. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to go over some ground that I've been over once before already. Illinois is just a very difficult state to deal with. Not all the states are the same. I think if you're used to dealing with Arizona, Arizona, I think, is like most states in that Arizona is relatively easy to deal with. Illinois is just trying to find out the name of the person that's in charge of the pharmacy department in Arizona is terribly difficult. What they seem to want you to do is they make it. It's as if the governor, you know, it's the governor that's in charge of the pharmacy department. And so I'm sure that there's somebody that's in charge of the pharmacy department, but they want that to be just a secret. I guess what they want you to do is get in your car and drive there and pull into a pharmacy somewhere and then ask the guy that's working behind the counter in the pharmacy there, who is it that signs your license? What's his name? And the pharmacist there would probably know, and then they could get you pointed in the right direction. And it would be great if you knew. And so they're just wasting my time is what they're doing. They're just putting obstacles in my way. And it just makes me in that much more of a bad mood by the time I finally get the information I need. So that if I want to file a complaint, for example, what's the address of the Board of Pharmacy in the state of Illinois? You would think that it wouldn't be that hard to find out that information. You know, while you had me on hold, I looked up that information in Arizona. I've got your license number and the address of the State Board of Pharmacy without that much difficulty in Arizona. You can find out for yourself how hard that is to find out. Just take a few minutes and see if you can find out, and you'll see how frustrating it is. Just the mailing address for the State Board of Pharmacy in Illinois. See if you can find out, and you'll see what I mean. All right?
You want me to do that right now while you're on the phone?
No, I don't. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to go away. And I'm sure that you won't. I'm sure that this is not something that you care about enough to find out for yourself. But I'm just saying, if you wanted to put yourself in my shoes and just see what it's like, you would realize that Illinois is way different than Arizona. It's and the way for you to find that out would be to just give it a try. Just spend 10 minutes just to see if you could find out. If you wanted to, for example, send a letter to the State Board of Pharmacy in Illinois, and all you want to do is just get the mailing address. What's the name of the, you know, executive director, I think is what the title for the guy in Arizona, and what's that person's equivalent in Illinois? Just get that person's name and mailing address and just try and find that out. And then you'll see why I'm in such a bad mood, why I'm cranky, because I'm going to have to find that out. And like I said, I don't expect you to, but if you're curious and want to know, that's how you would find out, is try and get that information for yourself. And if you do find out that it's really not that hard, you think, well, you know, I was able to find it. It wasn't that hard for me. Well, okay, more power to you. As it turned out, it was hard for me. I think if you try, you'll find out it's hard for you, but maybe you won't. But that's what I predict. And on that note, I got to go because I got to eat lunch and I got to someplace I got to be.
Okay.
So I got to go. Bye.
All right. Okay, Mr.